The Auction House, Profiles in History, sits in a short, average-looking office building in Calabasas, California, but it holds some of the most famous relics in movie history.
Do you know what this is? This is the Indiana Jones whip.
Sabrina Proper works at the Auction House.
Cool. This is the Citizen Kane jacket worn by Orson Welles.
There are Wolverine's claws from X-Men, a crown from Game of Thrones. And next Saturday, Profiles in History will sell Lot 1121, what the Auction House says is the last remaining authentic motorcycle from the 1969 film Easy Rider. The Captain America motorcycle that Peter Fonda rode in the film, with the American flag paint job and the long front end. The bike is like the movie, legendary. But for many years, the history of who built it has been largely unknown. NPR's Tom Dreisbach reports.
What do you say we take a look at these super machines we've been hearing so much about? Let's get it on.
The Captain America bike was not simply taken out of a showroom and in front of the camera. It was handmade, what's known as a chopper.
It's a type of customized motorcycle, usually defined by a stretched out wheelbase and pulled back handlebars and a wild paint job. I mean, those are sort of the cliche indicators.
That's Paul Dorleon. He's an expert on vintage motorcycles and the author of The Chopper, The Real Story. He says the bikes and Easy Rider embodied chopper culture of the 1960s and took it mainstream.
They did more to popularize choppers around the world than any other film or any other motorcycle. I mean, suddenly people were building choppers in Czechoslovakia or Russia or China or Japan.
But Dorleon says while the two Easy Rider bikes became icons, the names of the builders remained obscure.
Most choppers, it's associated with who built this because they are an artistic creation. And curiously, the Easy Rider bikes were never associated with any particular builder.
Here's where the story gets complicated and conflicted. In the past few years, with some work by Dorleon and others, two names emerged more publicly. There's Ben Hardy, a prominent African-American motorcycle builder in Los Angeles, and Clifford Vaws, a black civil rights activist, motorcyclist, and bike builder. Hardy died in 1994. This past week, I reached Clifford Vaws, now 77 years old. Vaws says he met Peter Fonda while working for an L.A. radio station. Fonda had been arrested for marijuana possession, and Vaws was sent to cover the court proceedings. They got to talking.
And so we talked about motorcycles. He asked me what I was doing. I said, I have a hobby on the side. I build motorcycles.
Sometime after, Dennis Hopper and Peter Fonda came over to Vaws' place in West Hollywood. They talked about making a motorcycle movie.
I said, well, I can build whatever we need for the film right here at my place.
That movie would become Easy Rider. Vaws maintains he came up with the bike's signature elements and coordinated their construction, which also involved Ben Hardy and others. Larry Marcus is a mechanic. He lived with Vaws at the time and worked on the bikes.
Okay, Cliff really came up with the design for both motorcycles.
Before his death in 2010, director and star Dennis Hopper also credited Vaws. In the past, Peter Fonda has said he himself designed the bikes. Fonda's publicist said that he was unavailable for comment on this story. Vaws and others were fired early on in the film production, and his name never appeared in the credits. But Vaws also believes the contribution of African Americans has been conspicuously left out of the story of Easy Rider.
And remember, you know, those bikes, I mean, when we talk about iconic, they are definitely iconic. But yet, the participation of blacks, completely suppressed. And I say suppressed because no one talks about it.
Now, 45 years after the film's release, Vaws has still never seen the film. When I asked him why, he responded simply,
what for?
Vaws says he's troubled that the film depicts 60s bike culture but has no African-American characters. At the time, he belonged to the Chosen Few, a motorcycle club that was racially integrated. That reality doesn't appear on screen. The Profiles in History Auction House notes the role of Hardy and Vaws in building the bikes, but acquisitions manager Brian Chanis says what happened to them is sadly typical in Hollywood.
The guys that are back there doing the welding, the guys that are doing the set building, that are really masters of their craft, they don't get the props. You know, that's it. They don't get the notoriety, unfortunately.
And Clifford Vaws still has mixed feelings about this very short chapter in a long life.
What can I say? Simply, I'm a little miffed about this, but there's nothing I can do.
He says he's not looking for credit. Voss says he knows the work he did in his backyard all those years ago. Tom Dreisbach, NPR News.